Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Kristen. May I please have your last name and your zip code to further assist you?
Hi, Kristen. Yeah, so this is a little complicated. It's either 85286, which is the most recent one, or it could be 85283. So I've been getting Omax sent to me like on a regular basis for well over a year now. I was living in Tempe, Arizona, which was 577 East Baseline Road, and at the end of September, I moved. But I called you people, and I told you that there was a new address. So recently, last week, I realized that I was running low, which is unusual, but I've been having a backlog of the mail, you know, because of my move, even though everything was supposed to be forwarded to me. So when I called, the guy that I worked with said that he had the 577 East Baseline address. He said, but there's also one here for 2255 West German Road. And I said, yes, that's the one where I live now. I said, all my stuff should have been forwarded to me. Then that afternoon, Friday afternoon, right before I guess you people closed, I get a phone call saying that had been returned from the Baseline Road address. I don't know why that happened. Everything should have been forwarded over to me to my new address. So what I'm calling about is that I'm starting to run low, and I was wondering if you could absolutely have it forwarded to me as soon as possible to my most recent address, which is the 2255 West German Road address. I know that's complicated. I apologize, but it's, you know, I made sure I called you guys as soon as I moved, so that so I don't know how that got all confused, but whatever. It's you know, things happen with this, especially with what's going on out there today. So my name, my last name is Nicoletti, N-I-C-O-L-E-T-T-I, or it could be Isaacson Nicoletti, which is my maiden name plus my married name. Can't remember which one it's under.
What would be the first name?
Kim.
K-I-M.
And my phone number 203-313-7403, KJIN55@gmail.com.
One moment. And you said 577 East Baseline Road?
Baseline, B-A-S-E-L-I-N-E Road.
That's the new address?
No, that's the old one.
Okay, let me see. I see you have two accounts. So give me a moment. Let me look through the other one.
It shouldn't be two accounts. It's the one account, but the old address is.
Well, it's two accounts, but one account was canceled me. So it's showing two accounts. But you do have an account. Okay, so you have one with 1226 West Grand Parkway.
No. That's like 2 years old. That's Texas. My sister was sick and died when I was there. I moved to Arizona since then.
Okay, so let me see if your address information has been updated. 2255 West German Road, Unit 2170.
Yes, that's the correct new address.
Okay, that one is on file as well. Give me a moment. Let me look over the notes on the account. It looks like it was for the cognitive boost.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a moment, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And did you call in to have your account canceled?
No. I don't want it canceled. I just want it. They said what happened was whoever it was, because I had originally called this in when I first moved, because I mean my new address, someone sent it to the 577 Baseline Tempe address. So ideally, the post office should have forwarded it to me at my new address, but they didn't. Instead, they sent it back to you people, which I didn't know about until Friday afternoon. Somebody from your office called me to tell me that it had been returned. I don't want it returned. I want it. I want it, you know, back in cycle like it's supposed to be, just coming to my new address.
Okay, give me a moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just a moment. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking over everything to see what's going on, so just bear with me.
Sure, take your time.
Okay. And were you paying, the last thing you were being billed was $50 for every 2 months, correct?
I believe so. You know, I haven't looked at my credit card to see my statement to see whether or not, but it was coming to me on a regular basis, yes.
Okay.
I get a box like every 2 months.
To make sure everything is update, the Visa card 5466 is still active?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, give me a moment. Because it looks like your last order was refunded back in October, so it automatically canceled out the account. So I'm about to place everything back on the correct track. So just give me a moment, okay?
I don't know how that happened. I really don't. Because when I called, I'm serious, I gave them my new address. I don't understand how that happened.
Yeah, they have your new address on file. It canceled out when your account was refunded. It automatically canceled the account. So just give me a moment here.
Okay.
I can fix it really quick. And you can still get it at 50% off, so it'll be $49.95.
Great.
Let me update everything for you, okay?
Sure.
A few more moments. Okay, so now everything is back on track. Let me just notate everything. A few more moments, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I did go ahead and get everything updated for you. I do want to let you know before you go that we do have the vitamin D3 that is good for your bones. We do have that going on a special today at $19.99, if that was something you were interested in.
No, thank you. I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you.
Can that go out today to get to me?
Yes, it's going
to
go ahead and ship.
Okay, and to the 2255 German Road.
Right. Let me just make sure everything is correct. I have it correct, but I'm going to go over it with you just to verify, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so the shipping address is going to be 2255 West German Road, Unit 2170. The credit card that was billed is a Visa ending in 5466. The amount that you're going to be billed will be $49.95.
Right. Also, the town is Chandler, Chandler, Arizona, and the zip is 85286.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. All right. Do you have any idea how soon that will get to me?
It takes 5 to 7 business days.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you so much. Have a good
day. You're welcome. Thank you for calling OMAX
Health. Bye.
Bye-bye.